Welcome back to 2P Starts News. We are bringing you special coverage of the 2008 election for President of the United Gamers. And right now, we're going live to presidential nominee Tim Harding as he gives his acceptance speech at the Timocrat National Convention.
My fellow Timocrats, of all the rocks upon which we build our lives, we are most dependent on video games. They are that most important foundation. They are RPGs. They are first-person shooters. They are MMOs, and they are platformers. They are sports games, action games, adventure games, card games, casual games. They come from big publishers and from small independents, from Japan and from America, retail and digital. They are patches and downloadable content, single player and co-op. They are the lifeblood of our free time. Now, there's another school of thought out there, one that likes the world of video games the way it is. That's the mindset of the Republicans, and the current administration has done nothing but bring broken promises and bad Sonic games. Now, we're hated by the entire world due to the choices made by my opponent and his colleagues. Do we want another 8 years of this? No. But I believe that we will unite, we will face the gaming challenges of today, and we will change the gaming world forever, leaving a bright future for our children and our children's children. I'm running for this office not for personal gain, but for the widow I met just a few days ago, whose husband committed suicide because he couldn't find a job in the video game industry. Or the child who goes to bed at night dreaming of one day owning a Wii. Or the mother of three who lacks the skills required to spend quality time with her boys playing Halo. You see, that widow blames the Republicans for the lack of jobs. That child blames the Republicans for the lack of Wii's. And that mother blames the Republicans for her lack of pwnage. My fellow Timocrats, a vote for me is a vote for change. Change we can believe in. My opponent will try to scare you, calling me by my middle name, Ahmed. Or... I almost made it through. I almost made it. Or spreading lies that my wife's Wii Fit age is 72. But my friends, that won't work this time. Your message is loud and clear. I will go forth as your humble servant and take back our pastime from the greed and corruption. Si se puede. Si se puede. Thank you, and God bless.
You just got done listening to Tim Harding's acceptance speech, and we are now going live to presidential nominee Ray Hargraves as he gives his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. Let's listen.
Thank you all very much. Thank you. Tonight, I have a privilege given to few gamers, the privilege of accepting the Republican Party's nomination for President of the United Gamers. In my life, no day has gone by without half of it being spent playing video games, usually more. You all know I've been called a maverick, someone who marches to the beat of his own bongos. Sometimes it's a compliment, sometimes it's not. What it really means is I understand who I play games for. I don't play for a franchise, I don't play for a system, I play for you. I've fought the scourge of bad gaming, and it didn't matter if they were Microsoft or Nintendo. They violated their gamers' trust, and they had to be held accountable. I fought the red rings of death, and I fought the atrocious qualities of Sonic games, who waste your money on new characters you don't want, voice acting you don't need, and mini games you've played a million times. And I promise you, the first big waggle project that comes across my desk, I will veto it with my vector pen tool. I will make them famous, and you will know their names. We lost the trust of the gaming community when some companies gave into the temptation of exploiting Wii controls to cash in on sequels that never needed to be made, or populating the digital download market with games that never should have seen the light of a power button. We're not going to allow that while you struggle to buy your memory cards, feed yourself with gamer grub, and make your mortgage payments to Tom Nook. We're going to change that. We believe in low game prices. We believe in rewarding hard work and risk takers with balanced achievements and special content or alternate endings. I've crossed system lines. I fought the greed of downloadable content on all systems. And I'm not running for president because I think I'm blessed with such personal greatness that history has anointed me to save these console wars in this hour of need. My system saved me. My system saved me from homework, saved me from paying attention in church, from editing podcasts, and even saved me from girlfriends. And I cannot forget it. My friends, if you find faults with your games, make them better ones. If you're disappointed with the mistakes of developers, join their ranks and work to correct them. Enlist as a warrior in World of Warcraft. Become a guitar hero. Feed a hungry chow or Nintendog. Our gaming community will be the better, and you will be the happier. I'm going to play games for my cause every day as your president. I'm going to play to make sure every gamer has every reason to thank each other for being a gamer alongside them. Play with me. Play with me. Sit down and play with me. Thank you. God bless.
Maybe one too many play with me's there because I started to think you're talking about something else.
I'll try to put the emphasis on play with me. Sit down play. And play with me.
Play with me.
And play with me.
Take off my pants and
play. come on, it's supposed to be fight with me, but oh well. I mean, no one takes fight with me as always means like, fight with me, fight yeah. with me. Let's do this. Take me on.
Oh,
all right, well,
good.
Hey, welcome to episode 49 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And this is truly season 2 now, folks, so we hope you enjoy the show.
That's right. Enjoy it, darn it.
Doggone it. Enjoy it, people.
So, what do we got on the agenda, my friend?
I want to let people know that next week will be the continuation of the run for president.
Oh, you mean where I win in a landslide? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, next week we will be having our first debate.
Ah, yes.
If there are more than one, but we will have our debate, so you guys can look forward to that.
In fact, send in your questions, and we may choose from the audience.
Yes, town hall debate.
Yeah,
yes.
Kind of town hall style.
The robot voice can read the questions.
YouTube
for
debate.
Us. Well, first up on the list, let's see. We're going to do suggestion box, comic talk, Black Doom, and topic of the week. So let's kick off the top of the week, actually.
Sounds like season one to me.
Oh, don't give me that.
Well, we can't just abandon all that people love about the show.
Right.
So and, if season two, if you were expecting a completely different show, then I don't think that's reasonable.
But one of the things is that, by including the presidential stuff for the first couple weeks here, at least, it cuts into the time a little bit, so we can't immediately have remixes right away and maybe some other segments we might think of. So
maybe after the election we'll be able to do something.
When
like
things
that.
Settle down and people start stop flaming each other on
right.
Facebook. All right, well, first up is our topic of the week.
That's right. We didn't get to this last week, right, because of E for All.
Yes, but we did want to talk about the big news that came out of Nintendo's press conference.
Yes, lots of things that maybe could have been mentioned at, E3.
Yeah, you know, so they might have been ready to be playable by Eferall.
Oh, wait. No, Nintendo.
No, wait, yeah. Well, so this news was all announced, what, 3 days before Eferall?
Yeah, basically, it was the week of. Maybe the, yeah, like a day or two before. And we're thinking that because of their fall media summit, they didn't have the time or resources to be at E4All into the timing
right.
of the show.
But that's all stuff we talked about in the last podcast. That's old.
Old news.
Boring. Thanks for ruining my show, Tim.
You know what? I don't always remember what I talk about on the podcast versus what I talk to you about, because I don't listen to the podcast. And
then sometimes you'll say things in the podcast and I'll just cut it for time because it's really boring.
Right. True.
It's not because of the content. It's just because of how you say it.
I actually talk like three times as much as Ray. I'm really talkative, but he just cuts me off all the time, so it sounds like it's all him.
I'm like, you get your say on the website. Now it's my turn.
Well, where should we begin? The biggest thing for me, the biggest new thing is probably Punch-Out. I'm pretty happy about their reviving a franchise from the NES and SNES days, and they've been talking about this since the Wii was announced, that perfect game for the Wii with motion control. And, I mean, we don't really see much of it so far. I'm sure it's a long ways off.
I mean, but they promised a lot with the Wii. They were delivering it fairly well on the launch. They've got it a little better over time, but it's still not really living up to the full potential that we expect from it.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, I actually popped in Wii Sports this evening, which I haven't done in months and months and months and months. And I loved it. And I was mad that I loved it because that means there isn't something else that they've made that I love.
That much, right.
That much right
well,
now.
What about Mario,
you know?
Super Sluggers?
I can't believe you just said that. We almost broke up over that game a few days ago. Which we won't get into, but
but we didn't know. We didn't even play Super Sluggers. We played Mario Superstar Baseball on GameCube.
True, which is not nearly as good as
that. That was hard enough on you. For the game that you loved, somehow you suddenly hated as soon as I came over and just raped you with it, so
wait, who won the game?
Well, okay, yeah. Okay, let's talk about this. I just threw you pitches straight down the middle, and you hit probably 14 home runs in a row just to tie up in the last inning, and then you pulled it off in the last minute.
Due to an error, yep.
Yeah, dude.
A bases loaded, bases clearing error.
Two outs.
They all scored. 19-16, I won.
Well, I mean, when you mentioned to me that they were making the new Punch-Out, I hadn't seen any of the videos yet, because I was busy trying to make my way over to see you at your place. And,
that's right.
And so I was like, well, you know, what does he look like? Does he look like he does in Brawl? You know, because they have Little Mac in Brawl. I'm like, what does Little Mac look like now? And here, you're talking about, oh, his skin color is a little different. I'm like, oh, what color is it?
Well, to me, maybe it was the video I was looking at, because it was like YouTube quality or something, but he looked like multi-ethnic Little Mac or something. Like, his skin was darker, and you know how some games, they just want everyone to be able to appeal, you know, identify with the main character, so it's like, I don't know if he's white, black, you know, Italian, Hispanic, I don't really know, but I mean, he didn't look
so
bad.
Like, well, what if
he's
like, what if his color tone is like changing throughout the game? Just constantly swaying to different tones.
And then the cutscenes between the fights, like his accent changes based on his skin color. So if
his height and weight changes. The all-encompassing hero.
Coming.
Another game that they announced is Sin and Punishment 2. And I was pretty thrilled to hear about this, because Sin and Punishment, for those of you who don't know, was a Nintendo 64 game that was released only in Japan. And it wasn't until recently that they finally released it in America as well through the Virtual Console. So I had a chance to finally download this game and play it. I had interest because the character was an assist trophy in Brawl. Go figure. And I really enjoyed the game. It reminded me of a Sega game a lot. I mean, it's basically just a ripoff of a Sega game. So it was pretty fun to play, and I thought it was a cool game. And so it's nice to see it back. I just wish the main character was the same looking character, at least. But
And my theory on that game is that it's going to be, and I'm probably wrong, but this makes sense to me, that it's going to be a WiiWare title. And the reason I say that is because, well, if the N64 version, obviously downloadable through the Virtual Console, it's an on-rails, probably fairly short game. And, I mean, the graphics, what I saw, I didn't see very much, looked nice enough, but it wasn't, like, super detailed or really, you know...
Well, I mean, it'll probably be a short game if it's easy, but compared to the Last Sin and Punishment game, I mean, that game was freaking hard for me, so it took me a long... It's one of those. It's kind of like Mega Man 9, where you can't just breeze through it. Like, you have to go through trial and error continuously, and then start back over in the level, go all the way through with everything that you've learned so far. And so, I mean, the game was difficult for that reason alone. But
my problem would be, it's hard for me to justify $50 for a 3 to 4 hour type of game. You know what I mean? Like Mega Man 9, if that was $50, who would have bought it?
Well, just put a cup in your swimming pool and pull out some cash. You'll be done. It's like money out of your bra.
Then I won't have as much of a swimming pool, you know? I mean, that's how I got the swimming pool, by hoarding it all.
How am I going to feed myself, right? I need to eat my money.
but we'll see how that game develops and see if I'm right or not. But I don't know. I can't imagine them charging $50, unless it's way different than what it is, the first one.
We'll see. I predict it'll be a console game, not a...
At 50 or something less, like $40 or something.
I'm gonna say 50.
Yeah, they don't really cheap out on games, do they?
Another big announcement was Mario and Luigi, their third RPG for the DS, basically, or their third handheld RPG, I guess.
Can't say I'm too excited.
I'm not excited at all. I played the original on Game Boy Advance, and I was having fun, and then I just got sick of it. Just totally sick of that game. I couldn't finish it.
And ditto on the DS one, which I owned. I still own it. I played it for a while. It was fun, and then it just gets boring, and it drags along, and the fighting gets redundant, and just did not like it. So
neither of us are really excited for the third one, but, you know.
Sorry.
We know people like the game. They'll be interested.
Yeah, you know, related to that... the DSi was announced, the new DS.
Yes.
Which, at first, I was kind of excited for, and then, as I read more about it, and I just...
I wasn't very excited about it as soon as I heard about it. I didn't have any... So what are the new things with the DSi?
Well, it's got a camera or two, I think.
It's got two cameras on it.
Yeah, it's a bit thinner, but I think it's... slightly larger in the other directions, and it gets rid of the Game Boy Advance slot, which I am actually happy about, because the DS Lite, it sticks out anyway, so I would never carry a Game Boy Advance
cartridge in there. Yeah.
And I figured they could make it thinner if they took it out, which they did, but not that much thinner, so it was kind of eh. And it has a Wi-Fi store now. Which is kind of cool.
So it's basically like a WiiWare. It's like the WiiWare stuff, but for a DS.
Yeah, exactly. And there's DS points that come with the DSi. I think you get 1,000 to start, and you can buy more.
And you can put an SD card into the DSi now, right?
That's right. There's an SD slot, which is nice. What else?
So, I mean, the reason why I didn't find this very interesting is I'm like, that's great, but like, what games are going to for it?
Well, and that's the big problem, yeah. Where are all the great DS games? Where's the new Super Mario Brothers 2, or, you know, those...
Yeah, what the frick, people? Where's Nintendogs 2?
Well,
honestly.
We still sell 100 billion of them every week, so why make another one? Right?
100 billion.
Yeah. Just about.
Seems about right to me.
Give or take.
Numbers are about right there.
Moving on, sorry, there's just not that much DS stuff besides that. Club Nintendo was announced, finally, for the United States.
Nice.
Which is cool, but I want to wait and see what that really means, because in Japan there's something called Club Nintendo, and for all the Nintendo products and stuff you get points, and then I guess once or twice a year they give you a choice of Like, do you want this balloon fight remake with Tingle in it for the DS?
Or just a balloon. Your choice.
Or just a balloon, no. No, they make it really tough. Or do you want, like, a TV remote control that's identical to a Wii remote, but it controls your TV? Like stuff you'd never be able to get anywhere else. Limited
right.
edition stuff. They came out with a Super NES controller that is actually a GameCube controller, so you could play, you know, WiiWare or Virtual Console.
Yeah, it's basically the classic controller, but it's actually an SNES one.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of really neat stuff. But the question is, are they really going to do that here, or are they going to give us, like, stickers and posters for every 100, you know, Wii titles we purchase? You know what I mean? Just balloons. I think either Europe or some country, some area, region has a Club Nintendo besides Japan, and it's not nearly as good.
Okay.
So I'm kind of hesitant to be that excited about it, but at least we're getting something. I mean, for you especially, you buy almost any Nintendo game that comes out. And I think for you, it'd be nice to actually get something for that, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, I mean,
what's the second part, not the first part?
What, you don't think you buy every Nintendo game?
No.
Well, a lot of the first party stuff, I'd say you buy...
A lot of the major first party stuff. There's a lot of stuff that just doesn't interest me at all, though.
Like Wario Land Shake It?
No.
Oh, wait, you bought that.
Like Brain Age 2. Or.
But did you buy Brain Age 1?
Sort of. I shared it with a friend.
Okay.
And Touch.
Like Wii Fit.
Okay. What else? I know there's stuff I haven't gotten. It's like I can only think of the things that I bought because it's fresh on my mind. But like the things that I have not bought.
Well, like the eye training game. Of course, you didn't buy that, right?
No, Flash of course Focus. Not. It looks horrible.
Of course. Well, moving on. The last thing, one of the last things, I was pretty excited about the Wiimakes. They're taking some GameCube classic titles and they're porting them to the Wii with motion controls and hopefully updated graphics, but I'm not quite sure.
See, I'm not too excited about this personally.
Well, because you already bought all of them because they're Nintendo titles, so you have them on GameCube.
Well,
I don't have all these games, so...
Yeah, well, but, I mean, that's the thing, though, is you can go buy them for really cheap on GameCube,
right,
as they were intended.
Why do that now that I know that they're coming for the Wii?
Because they're
like,
not going to be that big of a
Pikmin 1 and 2. I've never played Pikmin, either of them, and I've always wanted to, ever since 02. And now they're going to be back in retail and with the Wii controls. I mean, that'll be cool.
We'll see. I don't know. The good news to me is it shows that they're not done with the Wii anytime soon. That they're trying to expand the Wii's life. So they're putting some of these older games on the Wii to kind of fill the void while they come out with newer games for the Wii that they haven't quite announced yet. Like Kid Icarus. Where the heck is Kid Icarus, people?
Yeah.
Come on, exactly. Matt Cascina, come to my door and prove to me there's Kid Icarus being made.
Yeah, exactly.
I will write mean messages on your message board.
I gotta say, it was pretty brilliant, though, of them to do this. Because, one, it does fill the void. Because I'm not seeing anything real new from them that's terribly exciting this holiday season or in the foreseeable future, and this at least gives them something on the shelves to put out there. And it's already been made. These games have been made. They were all highly rated, so they're quality titles. The Wii has a much larger audience than the GameCube ever did, so this
right.
is a lot of people's first chance at seeing some of these games. And like, for instance, they're making a third Pikmin, so Pikmin 1 and 2, people that pick those up for the first time, that helps Pikmin 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of good things there. And the other thing for me, I'm much more excited about Mario Power Tennis on the GameCube version being remade for the Wii.
I did not like that game, so there's just nothing there for me.
But see, you would even admit that's just you, because all your friends always wanted to play it, and you were
I never
like,
understood
why?
That. I never understood it. I mean, that's...
Because it's an awesome game. It's really awesome.
It was crazy to me, because I can't stand that game. It's just... I think it's just the production value of it is so poor. It's just the graphics are so lame. The animations for each character are just stilted and terrible. And the power-ups are strange. But people just go bonkers over that game. Okay. I never quite got it.
Power-ups are strange. This is from a guy that loves Brawl. And you're telling me the power-ups are strange.
Those make sense for characters, though. Like, they at least make sense. Waluigi filling
swimming.
The tennis court with water
that
and then swimming
awesome.
Across it to hit
that
a ball.
So
that doesn't make any
awesome.
Sense.
That's my favorite power-up.
What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't have to do with anything. What does WarioWare have to do with anything? It's just quirky. Waluigi and Wario are supposed to be out there. But nevertheless, the reason I'm more excited about that than a new Wii version is because they would just screw it up on the Wii because it's for casual gamers now and Mario Baseball totally blows. Therefore, I'd rather know that my game is going to be good with hopefully decent tacked-on Wii controls instead of a fresh one where, you know, they just screw up every aspect of the game. So that's my take on the Wii Make.
Other titles, real quick, that they've announced being Wii-maked is Metroid Prime 1 and 2 and Donkey Kong...
Bongo Blast?
No, not Donkey Kong of Blast, but... Donkey Kong Jungle Beat.
I have with the bongos on the GameCube, so I won't get it, but that too is... You know, that's great game.
I love that game. I just fear that it won't work with just the Wii remotes. You know, it's kind of like Donkey Kong Jungle, or... God, what is that? These names are getting out of control.
Samba de Amigo, you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about Bongo Blast, right? Isn't that what it's called?
They changed the name so many times.
DK Bongo.
Barrel Blast.
Yeah, Barrel...
Barrel Jetter... Jet Setter, Jet Set Radio, Donkey. No, I don't know.
But I mean, we did not want to get that game because it was you just didn't have the tactile feel of hitting bongos, and that was the point.
True.
So it's gonna be depressing playing that game with just Wii remotes.
That's what they should do, though, is make an un-Wii make of that game,
and let you
use the bongos for crying out loud.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll have to buy
another one. My other question is, where the heck was Wii Motion Plus at this thing?
Gosh.
They do announce that at E for All, and then there's not
E3.
A word.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
This thing's really going to be ready by spring of 2009? I don't think so.
Oh, it'll be ready. It'll just be really sucky.
They're not
going to
do
for
it. I don't think they're going to release it. They're going to push
They'll
it back.
They'll have five different modes of Frisbee Dog.
Exactly. Frisbee Target. Frisbee distance. Frisbee triple jump. Oh, man.
Frisbee and dog at the Olympic Games.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be out because I haven't heard a single game that's going to support it besides Wii Sports Resort, which is just a horrible title, by the way.
All right, well, moving on to Comic Talk. This will probably be short. Last week we had our Echo Chrome Auditions comic, and people have responded really well to this one. I'm impressed. I'm surprised.
You're surprised?
I'm pleasantly surprised and impressed.
How can you be surprised 2 weeks in a row that my brilliance
garnered
such a wonderful response?
Your brilliance, which then had to be filtered through Ray to the winning product, is what you mean.
Yeah, I guess.
This could be our last episode, folks. This could be the end.
We're done with each other.
You can see we're just foaming at the mouth against each other. We just can't. I mean, these partisan politics of ours are just cutting at each other's throats.
I thought you were supposed to reach across the aisle like you always do.
I thought you were supposed to be changed from the politics of old, Tim.
Yeah, I'm not going to reach across the aisle anymore.
Anything else you want to say about the comic?
It was... I guess the one thing I would say was that this is the first time I really don't have any clue how I thought of the comic. I usually can explain, I looked
at my toothpaste
bottle.
It's good to know you have no idea what the formula is for a winning comic anymore.
It's like, what was it? It was brilliant. It was this brainstorm of 100 ideas, and that was the only one I could remember.
Because I was surprised when he sent me the script, because I'm like, I was expecting an E for All comic, but, you know, sure, I'll do this. And immediately I wanted to make it black and white, but you kind of insisted on color, and then eventually I showed you the way.
Yeah, you know, I thought I really liked the pictures of, or the ideas of the pipes with Mario and the Qbert thing, and I thought, man, this could be like a shirt or a, you know, just a great wallpaper, and I thought black and white just wouldn't do it, you know, wouldn't. In that type of format, it wouldn't do it. But for the visual effect, especially for the pipe one, it really had to be
right. Or else you're coloring shading on an object that will soon disappear into nothing. It's kind of
right.
It's
then,
weird. It just
then the background has to be the same color as the gradient.
Right.
Second,
it's
just, you know,
it's bad.
It wouldn't have worked. But I still wouldn't mind seeing. I think the Qbert panel, like on a T-shirt in color, would look really nice.
I think just like the way it is on a T-shirt would look nice. Like maybe like a gray shirt with white color or something. I don't know. We can talk about that. Yeah, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. And we both agree that the comment of the week should go to Sheppy, who said the following. Gave the podcast a listen and have to say, kind of disappointed in you guys. After all, you have interviews being set up, invited to sessions where you can ask the developers questions, trying out new PC games, and your general feeling is not the kind of games we play. But according to your own admission, the kinds of games you play weren't at the show regardless. To me, that could have been a chance to expand your horizons, try some genres that would normally be too intimidating, and have someone there to help you through it. Who knows? You guys could have come out of there suddenly fans of Sins of a Solar Empire or Demigod. If you have nothing else on your plate, what's the harm in giving other stuff a shot? All in all, I see your coverage of E for All as a missed opportunity, possibly even worse than how you criticized the game media's coverage last year. Was it missing Nintendo? Yeah, which is sad, and I was sort of hoping Sony would be there as well. But you went in with a "this isn't for me" attitude and blew off appointments and ended up seeing a little of the show when it did have the capacity to open your eyes to some other genres. Tim, your response. And then I get a 2-minute rebuttal.
I will say that it's a valid point that Sheppy makes.
I agree.
Tim,
would you like to apologize for your statements?
Absolutely not. I do not apologize for anything. I will say that the companies that asked us to interview them, I believe only one was actually the creator of a game. Let's assume for a moment that, you know, there were 5 MMO companies that were there that wanted us to try out their games and interview them. I still wouldn't do it because I have no interest in MMOs. And it's not that I don't like RPGs, MMOs, or whatever. I don't have time for those types of games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I barely have time for the Wii or, you know, my DS or Fly Wrench. So I'm not sorry that I'm not going to get into those games or even see them because I don't think I'm missing anything. And, you know, I mean, we all like certain types of games and, I don't mind trying out new games or whatever, but I don't think if there was even a single interesting email I got from a company asking us to interview them, I totally would have been there, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think, for me, it's not like we went there and there weren't any Nintendo games, so we just avoided all the PC stuff that we saw.
Yeah, we walked around the floor like, what, 4 or 5 times and just checked out whatever
right, seemed interesting. Right, and just kind of looked, okay, what looks interesting, or what looks interesting, what do we want to try? And, I mean, I will admit, though, there was at least 1 or 2 games where we went up to the screen and it looked like some kind of a strategy PC game, like a StarCraft or Warcraft sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, who has the patience to learn that game in, you know, at a show like that, you know?
I'm going to need to sit down and go through a tutorial, get used to what works, you know, what makes... Because it's the knowledge about the game that makes those games fun. It's the knowledge about how to use certain types of enemies against others and how to, you know, strategize the way you win and everything. And you can't do that when you just walk up to a brand new game that you've never seen before and just poke around a little bit. It's just not the right environment, and I mean that just really turns me off. So, but I mean again, I do agree with Sheppy to a certain extent, but it wasn't as awesome as you might imagine it to be. You know, we walked around, we didn't really see very much. So right there, there's a problem, because it's not like we avoided things. It's just that they weren't there. There wasn't stuff there to be looked at.
And I wouldn't say like we were just moping around, just waiting, passing the time. You know, like I enjoyed my time there because I found things that were enjoyable. Like when, you know, we spent a lot of time in the Indiecade area because Fly Ranch was really cool. Machinarium was really cool. The PB Misadventures of PB Winterbottom was pretty mind blowing in some ways. You know, and there was a lot of like things there that drew our attention, and so we were totally expanding our horizons there.
Yeah.
We tried a lot of games, even games that are out that we just haven't played before. Like I tried Tiger Woods Golf, which I thought was awesome for the Wii. So we walked around, we played a lot of different games, we did different things, but that just wasn't the interview. I mean, if we were going to go to interview, I think we would go for a couple days at least.
Right.
And I mean, so an MMO company wants me to interview them. What am I going to ask them? I have no interest in MMOs whatsoever. I don't know what their game is. I would just embarrass myself and waste their time, you know? Ooh. But, I mean, thanks, Sheppy. I mean, we're not...
Yeah, you'll get your hate mail later, but, I mean, we're very...
Explaining ourselves, and yeah, we didn't, like, waste our time there, but, you know, I mean, we'll take that to heart. If there is a next year or the next show we go to, we'll... maybe just plan on more time so that we can just kind of figure
learn
out
that really
new
complicated
stuff.
PC game.
Exactly.
Go through a 6-hour tutorial. Well, now it's time. Actually, it did get really cold. The black clouds are rolling over. And you know what time it is, Tim. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Mwahaha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Shame. I mean Black Doom. Mine is pretty mind-blowing, just to let you know, so you can go first.
Yeah, let me go first, because we already talked about it. We happened to talk about it. Just the DSi, I just don't really... You know, when companies iterate... When companies iterate their products, I think typically I get excited and I think, how can I sell this on eBay and trade it in and do a little upgrade? Because I really always love the newer versions of things, and I just don't feel that way now about the DSi. Maybe it'll change if downloadable games are really awesome, but as of now, the hardware itself is not that exciting.
I think it's intended for a different market than us.
Like PSP owners?
Like the casual, I love taking photos of my friends, I like playing games market. That don't already have a DS.
Or an iPhone or an iPod Touch.
Right, exactly.
Or
so,
a PSP.
Good luck there, Nintendo.
Or a camera phone. Or a digital camera.
Or a Game Boy with a camera attachment.
Or an MP3 player. That's a huge market. Huge market.
Well, Black Doom Award, oh my, is going to go to BioWare. Absolutely.
Is this the trilogy thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry to kill your buzz about a joke there, but
it wasn't a joke. I was serious. Okay. I heard that. I don't know anything about BioWare games. I heard that it was a trilogy. The StarCraft 2 is going to be a trilogy or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't know BioWare was making that.
Oh, I'm thinking of Blizzard, sorry. It's like 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it'll make me more depressed as I talk about this Doom. Here's the
what
reason for...
What does BioWare make again?
Bio.
Oh, yeah, Sonic Chronicles. See, I already knew your Black Doom Award, which makes me really a moron. I knew it was Sonic Chronicles, but I couldn't remember what it was, and you said BioWare, and I just thought...
Here's the thing, all right? You know, I said I wouldn't buy a Sonic game unless it had good ratings. And we decided that a good rating, a meta review good rating would be over 7.5. And the meta review rating for Sonic Chronicles was what?
6.5.
No, it wasn't.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure we said 7.5, but I kind of...
We said 7.5.
Yeah, that sounds somewhat reasonable, I guess, but... Honestly, a 7.5 game that gets a 7.5 is not very good.
Meta review. That takes some skill.
But, okay, yeah.
I love that you're going back on what we agreed to now.
No, it is what we agreed to. You're right. We agreed to it after the fact. Just so you know, it's at a 76 right now.
Yeah,
so it's barely there.
So it was just enough. It was just, and barely. Like, some people were giving it A's, some people were giving it D's. Amazingly. Amazingly,
and here,
an A
wait,
for a
one more,
game.
One more point. Okay, Metacritic is stupid because they 1UP gave it like an A, I think. Which, what's an A? An A could be anything. They gave it 100%, 100 for an A. And I just don't see how you equate an A to 100.
I agree. But regardless, it was sitting at a 76. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be taking some plane trips to see Tim here. I'm going to pick up this game so I have something to do. Besides read books, because, I mean, who does that? So I picked it up. I was playing it. And, you know, it's a pretty decent game. It's a decent game. It does some things right, does some things mediocre. But the Black Doom Award is going to the sound design team for BioWare on this game. Because I am absolutely, absolutely appalled at the music and the sound effects in this game. It is ridiculous how horrible the stuff is. And I mean, luckily, you're going to get to hear some of it, right? Because this is a podcast, an audio podcast. And I mean, what kind of show would this be if I didn't play some samples, right? A good-sounding one. But the music, for sure, is horrid. And they're actually many of them are remixes of Richard Jacquees' music from like Sonic 3D Blast, which is some of the most praised Sonic music of them all. And he's probably just like ready to commit suicide.
His grave.
Well, he's not dead, but he probably wishes he was after probably hearing some of his music. So, okay, this is the second stage of the game, all right, which you find within the first hour of gameplay. All right, let's take a listen to this. I think my favorite part is the fact that it actually gets worse. It's like they just give up after a while.
They're just hitting random notes on the keyboard.
See, right here, it's like, you know, we kind of got tired of doing the bass line, so we just stopped.
Yeah. Ooh, it's getting spicy. What is this? Seriously.
Oh, we're not into the good part yet. Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
It's about right here.
I don't even know what to say. What is it? Oh, it's back to the beginning now. Thank goodness.
But in reality, though, it actually goes on for 5 minutes. Like, this isn't just on loop yet. Like, they're still doing different things.
Oh, why? I guess,
but we can stop it here.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Oh, brother.
So, you know, like, well, maybe later on in the game it'll get better. Okay, well, here's the last stage, okay? And actually, this, if you remember the Black Doom songs, it's actually a remix of that song. And look at how much they butcher it, just to put that out there. Do you hear the melody there? Like, can you make out that it's a remix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeez. What? What is the little loopy thing? Ah.
And the drums have no place.
The tempo just is all over the place, too.
It's like the drums are in a totally different place.
Yeah, exactly. Can we stop it, please?
Yeah, that's good. Finally, let's take a listen to some of the sound effects really fast, because they are the worst sound design for sound effects I've ever heard. Okay, what you're about to hear is like a fight moment. You know, the fight music itself is okay, but like whenever you kill an enemy, you'll hear. You hear that for every single enemy you kill. It's not just cute creatures, it's everybody.
Like bosses?
Big bosses, anything you kill. That is their death noise. Anything you kill. And then following that, you will hear like a celebration music. Dun, 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 dun. And at the end, you'll hear how the music gets really, like it's like the sound effect itself is cutting over. It's like, it's glitching out on you. And that happens for every single time you beat someone. So take a listen. Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
Go ahead, play it from like 5 seconds in.
Yeah, like it cuts itself off and then it just. Yeah. Oh my gosh. See, you showed me one of those one boss fight.
Just regular fight, yeah.
And I was so done with the game there because I'm like, I can't put up with that sound effect one more time. Please do not kill anyone else. It's just. What is this, like Saturday morning cartoons from the 1970s or what?
And like really crippled, you know, MPEG format, basically. It's just, oh.
Jeez.
It's so bad. And
I can't imagine beating a big boss, like, here's the final boss. This epic battle. And I deliver the final blow. Oh, that was great. Thanks.
I literally played half of this game on mute. I had to turn off the sound or else it would have just been ruined, because it's like people don't realize how much of an impact music and sound effects have on a game.
Right.
I mean, it is a huge deal, and in movies too. It's a huge thing. And so, I mean, Sonic Chronicles is a fairly decent game, but when you have to play with those like that music and those sound effects constantly, it's just like, I mean, your whole opinion of the game is just degraded so much.
Well, I do take solace in the fact that, like IGN, for instance, really, you know, lambasted them for that music, right? Right, Ray?
You know, I was just going to bring that up. If you read IGN's review of Sonic Chronicles, I mean, you just heard yourself with your own ears how horrible this stuff is, right? Here's what IGN says. First of all, they gave the sound a 6.0. Okay, the sound itself is a 6.0. And they said, quote, "There's no voiceover for the characters, be it good or bad. Sound effects sound way too compressed, and many glitch out or cut off abruptly." Okay, well, they got that right. And then they go on to say, "Some of the music is well done, though." Some of the music is well done? How much of it? Like
fight
one
music,
moment?
The one song?
Goodness gracious. It's atrocious, this music.
Well, the fact that they don't mention all the horrible music, and they've mentioned that some of the music's pretty good, like...
It's like...
I heard one good song, really? Did you, you know...
And IGN gave it a 6.5, so it's not like they were, you know...
Yeah, they didn't
give this
game
extra praise or something. It's like, this was their chance to rip on the music. It's like, did you guys play this game? Because this music is nonstop horrible.
Yeah.
Well, that should do it for this edition of 2P Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a great hour and 17-minute podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot believe it.